The Violence Prevention Center in Grand Marais has been working to eliminate domestic and sexual violence in the community for more than 25 years. Joining us now by phone is the center's director, Jodi Yahasi, and her colleague, Mary Beth Wilkes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, as an introduction to your services, can you talk a little bit about, we have not done this in a while, the definition of violence and violence prevention?
Sure. When we're looking at domestic violence, is a pattern of behavior of power and control over another individual. And sexual violence is, again, looking at that power and control issue. It can range from inappropriate comments to touching to sexual violence. Can include exposure to pornography. It can include date rape, intimate partner violence. So it's a wide range of violence against another person. But again, it always looks at having that power and control over someone else.
Okay. That's a good place to start. So let's talk a little bit about, this kind of jump a whole different direction. You've got a girls group going on now at the Cook County Schools.
Yeah.
Is that a piece of the prevention piece?
Yes, exactly. So I am going to be working with Anna Sandstrom up at ISD 166, and we're starting a girls group for 6th and 7th grade girls. And we're going to we're basing it around this idea of the Circle of Courage, which is a youth development model that's inspired by Native philosophies of child rearing and then combined with some youth development research. And it basically has the four elements of belonging, mastery, independence, and generosity, which are basically the ideas that those are the core values that need to be in place for young people to learn and feel safe and build positive relationships. So that's kind of the goal.
Okay. What ages and parameters do you have for the group?
It's going to be 6th and 7th grade girls.
Okay. Okay. And now this is similar to a boys group, I think, that was running for a while or slightly different?
It's a similar idea, but this is the first year that we're doing it this way.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Sounds like it's interesting. Okay, this is Mary Beth, right?
Yes. Yep, sorry.
No, that's not a problem. Okay. Anything else about that group you'd like to share?
Just that we're really excited about it. It's going to be really fun. It's basically, the idea is that we have an overarching structure, but then it's really the girls' group, and the idea is that they can take it where they want it and really make it their own. We're also going to be sending out permission slips in the next couple weeks here, just so parents are, aware a little bit more about what we're wanting to do, and everybody can get on board with it.
Okay, that sounds very good. Now, I understand the board has some openings for new members. Talking about directions that the Violence Prevention Center is wanting to go, what does it mean for the for a board member? What does that mean, being a board member for the VPC?
Well, we all know, Cook County exists because of all the volunteer work that happens here and all the wonderful not-for-profit organizations that exist, including the Violence Prevention Center. So our board of directors is definitely a working board, but we're inviting community members that are interested in the issue of preventing domestic and sexual violence in our community, looking at the prevention work, to maybe become a part of the VPC team. Again, it's a working board, and so we have an application process. But January is a great time for folks to be looking at, as we're making our New Year's resolutions, how do we want to be involved in our community? So we would just like to extend an invitation if folks would be interested to please give the center a call at 387-1262 or to drop us an email at hopeforyou@boreal. And we would love to share information with you and possibly pass on a board application.
Okay. Sounds good. And finally, we're going to wrap things up here. You mentioned the month of January. January is also Human Trafficking Month, and I know the Duluth News has been doing a series about that. Do you want to comment on that at all?
Yeah, and again, it's an opportunity to raise that awareness on a very serious subject. Human trafficking is defined as the act of recruiting, harboring, transporting, or obtaining a person for labor, services, or commercial sexual acts by means of force, fraud, or coercion, and for the purpose of exploitation or any commercial sex act involving a minor. And recently, the National Association of Attorneys General came out with a statement that said, human trafficking is a $32 billion global industry, the fastest growing and second largest criminal activity in the world, tied with arms after drug dealing. So again, this is something that, you know, happens in small communities all across this nation and worldwide. So again, we just want to raise that awareness, the importance of people looking out of what's happening, or knowing that there are resources available for individuals and families who have been affected by this crime. And again, we appreciate the opportunity to bring this awareness to all of the listeners this morning. The National Human Trafficking Resource Center hotline number is 1-888-373-7888. So, again, it is National Human Trafficking Awareness Month in January. And so we want people, again, to take that time maybe to learn more and, again, have that awareness of what's going on nationally and internationally.
The awareness piece is very important. I think a lot of us, if we don't see it, we don't think it's happening. So it's good to be made aware of what really is going on out there, those things. We have been talking with Jody Yahasi and Mary Beth Wilkes of the Violence Prevention Center in Grand Marais. To contact the Violence Prevention Center, call 387-1262. And if you didn't catch that number she just gave, I'm sure you can get that from them. Anything else you'd like to add, Jody or Mary Beth?
No, again, it's January time where people are looking at how to be involved in their community in the coming year to keep those resolutions. So stay healthy and take care of one another, respect one another, and again, give us a call if you have any questions.
Very good. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.